President Obama accepted the Nobel Peace Prize earlier today in Oslo, Norway. He accepted the award against the backdrop of ongoing criticism, some of it directed at him by his own countrymen and women, about whether he deserved such an honor less than a year into his first term in office. The president acknowledged the issue at the very beginning of his speech.
And yet I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge the considerable controversy that your generous decision has generated. In part, this is because I am at the beginning and not the end of my labors on the world stage. Compared to some of the giants of history who have received this prize, Schweitzer and King, Marshall and Mandela, my accomplishments are slight.
The president also acknowledged what some might see as the conflict between his receipt of the award less than a little more than a week after announcing an escalation of the war effort in Afghanistan.
Perhaps the most profound issue surrounding my receipt of this prize is the fact that I am the commander-in-chief of a military, of a nation, in the midst of two wars.
To talk more about the speech and the challenges to the president posed by the prize, we are joined by Pam Gentry. She's senior political analyst for BET Network. She's been with us before to talk about these matters. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
It was, I think, by all accounts, a very elegant speech with some of the president's what he's known for, just a deep eloquence, well-written and so forth, and some challenging ideas. I just want to play one more clip before we get into the meat of our discussion. Here it is.
We can acknowledge that oppression will always be with us and still strive for justice. We can admit the intractability of deprivation and still strive for dignity. Clear-eyed, we can understand that there will be war and still strive for peace. We can do that, for that is the story of human progress. That's the hope of all the world. And at this moment of challenge, that must be our work here on Earth. Thank you very much.
Those were his closing lines. What do you think he was trying to accomplish with this speech, Pam?
I think he did a couple of things. He started out saying very thoughtfully, but without apology, he understood why there was criticism. He moved away from that, gave us a very succinct history lesson of wars and why wars have been fought. And he explained that a just war is something that we value to go towards peace, and that you have to be persistent in working toward peace. Now, I think that was his overall goal. I think he was able to achieve that. And I think he was able, too, to make sure that his critics understood that I understand the juxtaposed situation that I'm in. I understand that I'm the commander-in-chief. I'm running a country, and I have to do what's right.
He also made a very robust defense in defense of U.S. authority and U.S. military action, even when it is unpopular. How do you think that will be received?
I think it'll be interesting for the hawks in our country, because they've made several comments that he's not aggressive and he's not hawkish enough. And he said, look, we fought world wars. We've made a difference around the world. Americans have, when we have put our presence there, we have got solutions and we are a leader. And he also said, though, that we can't be a leader if we don't hold up to our own values and our own morals and the things that we think are right.
It has been reported by some analysts that in trying to analyze the intention of the Nobel Committee in awarding this prize to this president at this time, that in part they're trying to acknowledge a change in ideology or the break with the past in the Bush administration. And I wonder if you think that the president actually fulfilled that goal, because one of the criticisms of him by some in recent weeks has been that his stance toward Afghanistan is not that different from President Bush's, except in that he's prioritizing this military initiative.
I think the last clip you played, his closing clip, speaks to that. And the fact that he is basically saying there is that we have to make all these strides. And I understand that I was selected because of change. I think he says right there. I think that that's very clear that he knows that. What I think he's only been in office maybe a couple days when he was really selected. So his selection was based on the hope and the thing that there is a new sheriff in town and things are going to change.
Or that he was nominated, rather. He would have been nominated within days of his election.
Yes, he was nominated.
Although he did not nominate himself. I think that has to be said.
But I think all of that was everyone going for the hope and the change.
Finally, and you've alluded to this when we last had you on the program to talk about the Nobel Prize, and you talked about the people who immediately came out of the woodwork to criticize, some of them, of course, political opponents of his or ideological opponents of his. The polls suggest that most Americans surveyed don't believe he really deserves it. His approval rating has been hovering around 50%, which is not terrible, but it's not stratospheric. Do you feel that his speech today will affect public opinion in him making the case for what he is trying to do and his philosophy about matters of war and peace?
I think that his speech today will do everything it can. It was a well-done speech. It was well-written, and of course it was well-delivered. And I think yes is my answer to that. But my answer to his critics is also going to be, I don't expect that all of that is going to change simply because they don't feel that he has, quote, the body of work. But he has been awarded this prize, and this was the selection of this committee, and that is their choice to make, and therefore it's valid.
Pam Gentry is senior political analyst for BET Network. She was kind enough to join us once again in our Washington, D.C. studios. We thank you.
It's a pleasure.